וצריך, and we should, לראות ולחתוך, to see and to cut, ולהבדיל and to separate את בחינות המלכות, the aspects of the kingdom הנ"ל that we talked about, מבין הארבע גלויות, from between the four exiles, means that after that you finding yourself, that you lack of faith, that you're not talking to Hashem Yitbarach on everything that you need. Everything is okay? After that you found yourself that you're not holding that complete faith that Hashem is one above and that Hashem is one here in this world. After that you found yourself falling from that faith and that you are stuck inside all of the ways of Hishtadlut, that you are trying to call doctors when you're sick and to consult with lawyers when you have problems with the government, and you're calling to your mother when you're sad and to your father when you need money. So when you find yourself like that, so then you have a job. What's your job? You need to see and to cut and to separate the aspects of kingdom from those four kinds of exiles, ולעלותם משם, and to rise it from there. What it means? It means that you should dedicate certain hitbodedut to one subject, and then to go to the other subject, and in every subject and subject, you should say to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, you are the one that give boys, and not the doctors. You are the one that can heal me, and not the doctors. Another hitbodedut. You are that one that can give me my parnasa and not my father. You are the one that can give me the parnasa and not the fact that I can go and work. Another itbodedut. You are the one that can give me shalom bayit and not the seller of jewelries from the jewelry store. And more and more and more and more and more. This is what it means to cut and to divide, to separate the kingdom. That you're going to say, Hashem, you are Rofe Cholamo Israel, not the doctor. Doctor Rabbi David Chaim Stern said, the doctors killed more than they healed until today. A lot more. And he said, Rabbeinu Rabbi Nachman, he knew what he was talking about when he said all of those horrible things that he said about doctors. Do not trust them. ועיקר עלייתה, and the main way that the person gonna rise the faith from the kingdoms, from the kingdom from the exiles, from the exiles of four kingdoms, על ידי בחינות החסד, by the aspects of kindness, בבחינת, in aspect of, והוכן בחסד כיסא, by kindness were actually establishing the throne of Hashem. We are creating a place for Hashem Yitbarach to sit and to live between us. Bechinat kitzru lefi chased. And by that actually you're going to harvest through by that kindness. You're going to enjoy from the fact that Hashem Yitbarach is the king. First of all, we're going to crown Hashem. We're going to bring the throne of Hashem Yitbarach. 15th line from the top in page 84, paragraph Vav, Torah Lamed. Shal yedei ha-chesed, that by kindness, kotzrin ve-chotchin et ha-dalet. You're going to harvest. What it means going to harvest? You're going to cut the kingdom from between the nations. וחותכין את הדלת, you're taking the letter דלת, this is that four, בחינת המלכות, the aspect of kingdom, ומבדילין אותה מהם, and you're separating it from them. You need to go to the doctor, you don't know what to do, first of all, you need to have a long, long התבודדות. It's been told about Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, that Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, when it was the night that his wife would go to the mikveh to purify herself for her husband, he would go all night long to do long, long, long hitbodeduyot on that, over 6 hours, all of the night, to scream to Hashem Yitbarach that he's not going to lose his soul. He's got an obligation, he's got a mitzvah, he has to be with his wife. But he doesn't let the Yetzirah control his soul, to lose his soul and to fall into those lusts and desires. And he would scream until he would bleed from his throat. He would spit blood, screaming that he will not gonna lose his soul while being with his wife. You need to go to the doctor, you need to go to the lawyer, you need to go to the bank, no problem. But first of all, you need to clarify to yourself that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the boss. He is the balabait. He is honoring, He owns everything. And no one is exist. You have a trial. There is no judge, there is no lawyer, no prosecutor, no one. Enod milvado. This is why before that trial, you're going to go and going to surrender yourself to Hashem and going to do long itbodeduyot. Before of eating, before of sitting to eat, first of all, Hashem, you're reviving me. Let me remember that you're reviving me, you're satisfying me, not the food. The Rambam is saying that if a person gonna eat a small amount and gonna wait 20 minutes, he's gonna feel full, satisfied. You don't need to eat all of that meal. And one plate and another plate and eating more and more and more, and the food is eating you, you're not eating the food. Why? Because you forget. You forget Hashem. You think that now it's your job to fill your stomach. It's not your job at all. Borei Olam, He is the one that is doing that. How many diseases and sicknesses the person have because that he's eating too much. Because that he's eating, shoving food into his mouth. With no reason. You don't need all of those amounts of food at all. But you're not aware to the being of Hashem. So you're not eating in front of Hashem. זה השולחן אשר לפני השם. This table is in front of Hashem. You're eating in front of Hashem. Rabbeinu is saying when the person is sitting to eat, the yirah, the fear from Hashem, is standing in front of him. If he's gonna eat like he should, he's gonna receive that yirah. He's gonna be frum, real frum. He's gonna be afraid from Hashem. And if he will not gonna eat right, the yirah gonna run away from him. He will gonna drop his yirat shamayim. He's gonna lose his yirat shamayim by eating. It's called time of fight. It's a fight. It's a battle. It's a battle between forces, evil forces and good forces. What's our only way to save ourselves, to attach ourselves to Hashem? How are you going to do that? By tefillah. Even by limud, it's written, lo al alechem levado yichya adam. Not only on the bread. The bread, it's written, Lechu lachamu belachmi, Lechu lachamu belachmi, go fight with my bread. What it means? The bread, it's the Torah. En lechem, en Torah. The Torah, it's equal to bread. So, lo al alechem levado yichya adam. Person cannot live only on Torah. Cannot. Means if a person decides, I'm going to learn in the Seudah, during the Seudah. Between every dish and dish, he is learning something. Okay, great. It's not it. Not only on the bread a person can live. Ki'im, just on what? Al kol motza pi Hashem. On everything that comes out from the mouth of Hashem. This is the tefillah. This is the prayers. That we know that Hashem sfatai tiftach. You are opening my mouth. That all of the prayer, it's a spiritual, it's a divine spirit. It's a ruach hakodesh. It's words of Hashem Yitbarach that we have the merit to, that it's going to go through us. So a person cannot survive only by learning Torah, like a lot of, so to speak, Talmidei Chachamim thinks that they can live only by learning Torah. You cannot. You have the mitzvah of tefillah, you have the mitzvah of tshuva. You cannot achieve mitzvah tefillah, you cannot achieve mitzvah tshuva, only by Limud HaTorah for sure, and even not by Shmona Esrei and davening from the Sidur. Even if your tefillah from the Sidur is going to be perfect, and for sure you cannot have a perfect tefillah without itbodedut, without prayers on the tefillah. Because everyone can see that he requires a lot more tefillah to be concentrated in the Shmona Esrei. Every Shmona Esrei is losing. Every Shmona Esrei. Losing Shachrit, losing Mincha, losing Ma'ariv. Again, another day. Losing Shachrit, losing Mincha, losing Ma'ariv. You have to have prayers on that you're going to be able to pray right. That your prayer is going to be accepted. So you have to have prayers on that. And for sure, Mitzvah the Tshuva, how you're going to do Tshuva? By the Vidui. the vidui that you're doing after 18, it's not enough. Because the Rambam is saying that a person have to mention the sin itself. So chatati, aviti, pashati, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, it's not enough. You have to say, I was looking at that woman in that supermarket. You cannot say that in the vidui after 18. And you have to mention. And you have to say, I stole 20 shekels from that place. I was eating from the fruits in the store, in the vegetable fruit store, without putting those fruits in the coupon, on the scale. I was eating. So you have to admit, you have to confess. So in the chatati, aviti, pashati, you cannot confess. In the regular vidu, you cannot confess. So what, you're going to wait to the slichot? Over there also you're not confessing. You're going to wait until the eve of Rosh Hashanah? Also over there you cannot remember everything that you've done all year long. There was a Hasid Breslev that he was on his deathbed, and the Chevra Kadisha came to him and they told him, confess, like that it's written, Kol HaMumatin Mitvadin, every person before that he is dying, he needs to confess, it's a halakha. They came to him and they told him, confess. So he started laughing. They asked him, why are you laughing? He said, you thought I'm going to wait until you're going to come? And I'm going to confess. I'm confessing every day 1 hour. Every day. And even in that 1 hour, I forget a lot of details. And I know that I forget a lot of details. Every person with a point of truth going to know that 1 hour is not enough to confess, to talk with Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu said not to confess more than 1 hour, not to be with a broken heart more than 1 hour a day. So we're not allowed to. This is what Rav Shalom said, that when he was walking with Rav Berland 30 years ago to do long hitbodeduyot in the desert of Midbar Yehuda here. So Rav Berland would go to 6 and 7 and 8 hours and only then coming back. And every time he would take the watch with him. And Mamash, he was taking it, it wasn't on his hand, and he was taking it from the car. And one time, Rav Shalom asked him, why are you taking the watch with you? You're not coming after 1 hour. You know that only after you finish praying, then it's the time that you're coming. So why need to take the watch? So he said that we need to listen to the rabbis, to Rabbeinu, and not to move from the words, not to the right and not to the left. Rabbeinu said, not to confess more than 1 hour. To have sha'a achat beyom of confession, of broken heart. So he was counting the time that he will not going to be with a broken heart more over than 1 hour. Not to complete the sha'a like we're taking the watch to see, oh, 55 minutes. What I'm going to do here, another 5 minutes, alright, I'm going to start walking home. Not like that. Not like that at all. Just not to confess too much, not to cry too much. Because 23 hours a day you have to be happy. And 1 hour a day, you have to be broken hearted. You have to break your heart in front of Hashem Yitbarach. Shibchi libech nochach pnei Hashem. To pour everything, to confess. I think also another explanation on that kindness, what is that aspect of kindness? To recognize that it's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. While that you see that your faith fell in a certain situation, the bank called, I don't know what, the doctor called, your wife called, I don't know what. All of the enemies of your Avodat Hashem. It's written in the verse, Oyve ish anshe beto, the enemy of the person, it's the family members. Doesn't mean that you should fight with them, should help them, should reveal your rachmanut, even on the ones that are stopping you from Avodat Hashem. Rav Shalom said once something amazing, that when a person being cancelled from his Limud HaTorah, he doesn't need to take it as cancel of Torah, that he cannot learn. Just he should understand that now he's in a different class, now he's learning faith. Now you're supposed to learn to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. When you're not learning Torah, it's the time to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. That Hashem is also good when you cannot learn. That Hashem is also good when you have to change diapers, when you have to run to doctors, when you have to drag your screaming girl in the light train, the Rakevet HaKala, and she's kicking and I don't know what. This is when you should believe in Hashem Yitbarach, and it's a test. Ve'en chacham kebal nisayon. A person cannot be wise if he doesn't have an experience. Experience of life. When I came once to talk to Rav Shalom about Parnasa, he told me, just today, me and the Rabbanit were talking about the time that we didn't even have bread to give to our kids to go to school with. Poverty. Have to go through poverty. Have to go through spiritual poverty. Everyone have his tikkun. Everyone have to go through certain difficulties. And if you're not going to go through those difficulties, you will not going to complete his mission. But what I'm sending you to achieve something. You want to switch, you want to change. Why? Why you don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach that He knows best? That He knows exactly how you're going to have the biggest share in the world to come, the biggest satisfaction. This is the path for you. With those difficulties, with that wife, with those weaknesses, with those lackings, without a wife, without joy, without happiness. Rav Shalom said that even a person that is sad and he knows that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that is making him sad, that sadness is not damaging him. And sadness, it's like to murder the will, to kill the will. He said, it's lirtzoach et haratzon, to murder your will of serving Hashem Yitbarach, it's to let yourself fall into sadnesses and depressions and all kinds of mental sicknesses, diseases, depression and all of those, family of depression. But if a person knows that it's Hashem Yitbarach, like we just now said, that it's the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, even though that you're down over there in that low place, you're cutting yourself from the attachment to those nations, to those wisdoms, to those crooked faiths. That you believe that a doctor can save your life, can heal you. Empty things, like that tzaddik, Rav Rodriguez said, empty things, to check the blood pressure, empty things. Nothing in it. It's all nonsense, the checking your blood pressure. Not gonna change nothing. Adrabah, when doctors came to Rabbeinu, even that Rabbeinu asked that no doctor gonna come to him when he was on his deathbed, he asked from the students that no doctor gonna enter to the house, to the apartment that he was in. And Rabbi Natan wasn't there. If Rabbi Natan was there, he wouldn't let no doctor to enter to the house. But Rabbi Natan wasn't there, and the other students wasn't strong like Rabbi Natan, and they brought the doctor. And Rabbi Natan is writing that probably the doctor short Rabbeinu's life somehow. Even though that he cut his life somehow. Just his visit, he haven't touched him, he haven't done nothing. Just his visit somehow, for sure, kitzeret yamav, made his life shorter. It's messengers of the devil, you cannot believe it, it's hard to believe. Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev said that there was a very large job, obligation on the angel of death, because there is a lot more people today in those generations than before, and he's got a lot of work to kill and to slaughter all of the people, and he had to find assistance, people to help him. So he found an advice and he brought doctors to help him kill all of the people that he need to kill. Those are words of Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev. Sorry. It's good.
The Rambam was a doctor.
Okay, the Rambam was a different doctor. He was a different doctor. And for sure that also Rambam was before of Rabbeinu. So you don't need to be worried about what Rabbeinu said on doctors on the generation of before. But still, a person, it's a known thing from the beginning of the Torah Kedosha that Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought the Nechushtan, the Nechash HaNechoshet, the
copper
snake. And if the snake would bite Am Israel and poison them with their poison, So they would look at the copper snake and they would be healed. So they asked, is the snake will healing him? No, them? No. The fact that they were looking, they would remember that the healing is coming only from Hashem. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu made it to be tall, long, that people are going to look to heaven. This is the secret. If there is a doctor like a Rambam, that we know there is a prayer from the Rambam, that he's saying before every time that he would go to heal someone, that he's canceling himself totally, that he's not exist, that it's only Hashem that heals. If you have a doctor like that, so Hashem can heal you through that doctor, no problem. The doctor is not stopping, blocking the light of Hashem from you. No problem. Even when people are saying Tehillim, that Rabbeinu is saying that Tehillim, it's Sgula, it's helping for refuah. Tehillim, a lot of people, when there is someone sick, grabbing the Tehillim, start to say Tehillim. Why? Rabbeinu is revealing the secret. Because by saying Tehillim, you're getting stronger in confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, like David HaMelech have total confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, and by that you can receive the refuah from Hashem. Not because of the Tehillim. Tehillim let you believe in Hashem, that Hashem, He is the one that's going to heal you. That confidence, this is the thing that helps you to be healed. Hashem Yitbarach, He is Rofe, Chole, Amo, Israel.
That's why the bracha comes right after Das.
Give us the wisdom.
You have wisdom, that's only Hashem, and then you can have
refuah. Amen. So, by that kindness that we believe, that it's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, that it's all good, by that we're separating ourselves from the power of the wisdoms of the nations. And actually the Yetzer Hara has got a trick that when a person is in a trap, is in a, inside a certain difficulty, the Yetzer Hara is showing that difficulty to him like that it's going to be for always, forever, it's going to be like that. And he's falling into despair just because of the thought of how are we going to handle that difficulty for 20 years, for 30 years, what's going to be when he's going to be 60, 70, 80, 90, on that. This is the thing that pushes him down. Not the difficulty itself. With the difficulty he can manage. He can survive today. But the fact that he's thinking what's going to be in 5 years like those, another 10 year like that, I cannot stand it, I cannot. From that he's falling to despair now. In the present, even though that he's got the ability to deal with the present. So this is why, Adrabah, we should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's angry, his anger is only as one moment. One moment. Adi Avor Zav, Chavi Kimat Rega. You have to hide for one moment. Accept those judgments. No, this is what the Hashem wants. Now I need to go through that difficulty. Now I need to go through that narrow path. This is my tikkun. This is what the Hashem wants. But soon, Shachar, the dawn gonna rise, the sun gonna rise. The Alchim, by the one that went through the darkness, saw a huge light. A lot of verses. A person that holds that hope never gonna fall, because even when he's falling, Afki Paul lo yutal. Even if he's gonna fail, he'll not gonna be crushed on the floor. Ki Hashem is with him, because Hashem is with him. Hashem shomer alav, Hashem is watching him. Hashem is helping him. Our only job is to work on our faith, to work on that daily. When a person really climbs to levels of faith, real levels of faith, and I'm not talking about perfect faith, I'm talking about starting to climb from the filth, from the mud that we're stuck in, suddenly he sees that there is no people at all. He's not. He's just always inside of Itbodedut. Always. To be 24/7 in Itbodedut, it's not a high level at all. It's something that a person that is serious in Avodat Hashem can have. That he remembers Hashem Yitbarach always. It's not a perfect faith. It's not a perfect faith at all, yet. Perfect faith, it's something that you're so happy, that you're so satisfied, that you mamash see that, you just see Hashem, you can see that it's all good, you're flying, you live inside the world to come, you're not one of the people at all, you're not part of this world at all, you're with Hashem, you are Hashem. Rabbeinu is saying a person should pray, Yi Ratzon Milfanai, May it be my will that I'm going to listen to myself. Means that the person is not there at all. It's Hashem praying, it's Hashem answering, it's all Hashem. And you're not there. This is complete faith somehow, and I can talk about it and not knowing what I'm talking about it because I'm not there. But to remember Hashem, this is something that every person can have. Even if you're not understanding it in a perfect way, even though that you don't really know what to do with every situation, but you know that it's Him, this is the beginning. And this is something that we should work on, and it's not hard. Because the person has control on his thoughts. Rabbeinu is comparing it to a person that rides on a horse. Like that the horse wants to go to the sides, to eat, to run away, to the grass, to I don't know what. But you have the leash, the reins in your hand. And you can bring him back to the right way, to the right path. This is how the thoughts works. Always they want to go to places, to foreign places. But you have the control to bring them back. Why? Because Rabbeinu said, you cannot have more than one thought in a time. You cannot think about two things in one time. This is the secret. You see that you're thinking about nonsense. You should occupy your brain in something else. Start learning Torah. Start asking Hashem, please don't let me forget you. Please Hashem, let me remember you. This is the best way of them all. You see that you lost it again. Go back. Again, please Hashem, don't let me forget you. Please Hashem, let me remember you. Again and again and again and again. Until you're going to train that horse only to walk in the right path. To walk only straight. You're going to train him. You're going to be trained. This is it. By that kindness. By that loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. Shal yedei chesed, that by that kindness, קוצרין וחותכין את הדלת בחינת המלכות ומבדילין אותה מהם, and we're separating the faith from the nations, from the bad thoughts, ומעלין אותה אל אור הפנים, and we're rising it to the face, to the light of the face. To the light of the face means to know that Hashem יתברך is smiling to us even now, even in the hardest times of them all. It's in your hand if you're going to think bad thoughts about Hashem, or if you're going to think good thoughts about Hashem. And they're going to lead you in the way that you're going to decide to walk. If you're going to want to see only good, you're going to see only good. And if you like that sadness, and to hug yourself, and to have mercy on yourself, and to cry, and to have rachamim atzmiim, how you said that, rachamim? Pity, self-pity on yourself. It's a lust, it's a desire. It's a desire that a person wants to blame everyone. No one understands me. I'm suffering so much. No one can be there with me. No one likes me. So you have someone, you have yourself. You have yourself that pity. Mercy. It's a lie.
Mercy.
Crazy. I think craziness, this is the right word. Ve'al ken, and this is why Avraham, he was haya ish chesed, the man of kindness. Vaya mishtadel tamid la'asot chesed, and he was always trying to do kind things, good things. Kedei le'ha'alot b'chinat ha'malchut mehem, because he wanted to bring up the aspect of the kingdom from them. That they won't have no control on us with their wisdoms, with their progress, with their languages, with their money, with their knowledge. That they won't have no control on us. That we're going to know that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that controls our lives. Ve'al ken radaf Avraham achar arba melachim. This is why Avraham, he was running and chasing after the four kings, kedei le'achni'am, because he wanted to conquer them. We need to learn from Avraham not to wait until those kings are going to control our lives and then to go to scream, Hashem, save me from the doctors. Before that you need to go to the doctor, it's the time to pray that you're going to have a complete faith that Hashem, He is the one that can heal you and no one else. You need to chase after those kings. You need to chase after that. To have time in the Itbodedut that you're working on your faith, please Hashem. help me, watch over me, that I won't gonna fail to all of those ishtadluyot, to chase after money, to chase after my mate, my shiduch, my all of those craziness. Let me believe that when it's gonna be the time for me to get married, my wife gonna come to the chuppah. Reserve?
Guarantee.
Reserve. A place. And to invite. You can leave
a
blank space and to wait. And when she gonna come? What's your name? Like you're gonna fill it in the ketubah. I'll send the invitations. Why do you care so much? She gonna come. No doubt she's gonna come. Think she's not gonna come? Rav Shalom said that a lot of times, and not only Rav Shalom, a lot of people that are walking with confidence said that they were going until the mamash, the last cliff, the last line, mamash, until the end. And over there they had their salvation. They've been saved. Going to the bus with no money, going to Uman, thousands of tourists like those, people coming to the airport with no money to the airport, with a passport. Coming with a passport to the airport. I want to go to Uman. In the end he was there praying with you on the tzion, that you 6 months before fighting and arguing and begging and I don't know what, doing all kinds of ishtadluyot to find that money. People want to go to Uman, they're going to be in Uman. You're going to see them on the Tziyun, thanking Hashem Yitbarach. You're going to be so choked, came to the Tziyun in the end, with all of the ishtadluyot, don't have no words to talk, and not be even happy from the fact that you came. Trying to think, how I'm going to pay that loan that I took before the flight, after the flight, I'm going to have to pay it back, what I'm going to do. Cannot pray. Even in Rosh Hashanah, I cannot be happy. It all depends on your faith. If a person doesn't have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, he's going to suffer. Kol HaYisurim, Rabbeinu is saying, all of suffering is because of lack of faith. All of the exile is because of lack of faith. Lack of happiness is lack of faith, because lack of faith. You need to believe that it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. And even if you don't know how to deal with those high words and vorts, and you don't know what to do with that, alright, so talk about it with Hashem. So go to Hashem and tell him, listen, Bara Olam, I don't know what to do. I need to do it but do it on that, but I know an easier way. One phone call to my mother and I have a ticket. And please, Bara Olam, let me pray on the things that I need. Let me pray. Let me give me also that merit that I'm gonna be able. That I'm gonna have the merit to know that it's you, to recognize you. Bara Olam, I'm gonna open that. For sure you're inviting difficulties into your life, but like we said, en chacham kebal nisayon, you cannot learn without those difficulties. You're never going to know if you're going to count on your parents all of your life, if you're going to count on your hishtadluyot, that you're going to work and going to gain another $100, and you're going to count on yourself always, you're going to die like that you thought that you supplied your panasah. It's not a problem. Doesn't have to be a son of rich people not to have faith. You can be very poor without faith also. Very poor, that is running and chasing after his own parnassah, and every penny is saving it, and he cannot give tzedakah now because he has to save for the ticket for Uman. He doesn't have no faith. You don't know that if you're going to have the merit, you're going to be there. And if Rabbeinu will decide that you're not going to be there with 20 tickets, you're not going to be there. One time, Rav Shalom, there was a group that order that saved a complete aeroplane for a flight to Uman. They reserve?
Mm-hmm.
Reserve. Yeah. Reserve. Yeah. A complete flight to Uman. And with Rav Shalom. And they all were on the aeroplane, sitting inside the aeroplane. Rav Shalom told that story. And they told them, the people over there said that there is ikuv. Something, a problem, need to wait, few hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, on the aeroplane. 6 hours after that, they told them, look, the aeroplane cannot go up, We're going to let you know when they're going to be a flight. Harav Shalom and one person, only those two, stayed in the field over there, and they talked to someone, I don't know what, Harav Forshu prayed, and there was another flight. Only Harav Shalom and another person went up on that flight. All of that complete aeroplane didn't fly to Ukraine, to Uman in that time. All of them.
Wow.
Only those two went up. One time I was in a flight to Uman. We were sitting inside the airplane. We were waiting over 3 hours, maybe almost 3 hours. After almost 3 hours, there was one person that suddenly said, "This is it. What's going on here?" Went crazy. Opened the door. They told him, "We cannot open the door." He said, "No, you're going to open the door now. I want my things." And he went down. And they closed the door, and the airplane went to Uman. And that person stayed in Eretz Israel. Rabbeinu was waiting that he's going to go down. This is it. If you have a merit, you're going to be there. There was one person that came to Uman. When he went to the gate, the huge gate in the entrance to the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, police officers caught him, asked for his passport, brought him back to the airport, put him on the airplane, and he came back to Eretz Israel. He was in Uman, on the entrance to the Tzion. He couldn't get in. If you think that you are a reality, "No, I bought a ticket, I didn't buy a ticket," you need to pray that you're going to have the merit to step on the ground of the Holy Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You need to pray that you're going to have a merit to come here to the yeshiva tomorrow morning. You think you have the merit to do that? You think that your name is written on the seat? Huge, important students of Rav Shalom, you cannot see them. I told Rav Shalom a few days ago about a certain trouble that I had, and I used the word trouble, tzara, tzarot. I said tzara. He looked at me, he told me, "You know what tzarot is?" He told me, "When there is an avrech from the yeshiva, that suddenly a certain confusion comes into his mind, and he thinks to himself, maybe I'm going to leave the yeshiva, and he decides to leave the yeshiva and to go to another city. And after a while, his wife starts to cry, and the kids are falling from the kedusha, from all of Torah mitzvot. This is troubles. You don't have no troubles at all." We don't have troubles. A trouble is when you think that you're wiser than your rabbi. When you think that you have the merit to learn Torah, that you were born to learn Torah, that you have skills. This is when you start having problems in your life. When you think that you are Chassid Breslev, when you think that you are a Jew, that you are a Talmid Chacham, that you're I don't know what, Ashkenazi, Sfaradi, a Kohen. Imaginations. When you have those, you're in trouble. When you see your lackings, when you see humility, that you're zero, that you're nothing. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that the guys in the yeshiva don't know who am I. They would know who am I. Who would push me through the bars. Who would let someone like me stay in the yeshiva? You don't? You think I'm laughing, right? This is the joke, that you think that I'm laughing. This is the truth. Everyone has so many lackings. Everyone is so far from the truth. Everyone is so far from faith. Everyone has so much things, so many things to fix and to work on himself, on his midot. Not to be cruel, not to be vicious, not to be cheap, not to be a liar, not to be a horrible person. To confess, to be a man of truth, to be a caring person, a loving person, that you're going to feel. Your best friend, that is your wife, you cannot feel her. Someone asked a question to the internet, to how you respond. What am I going to do that I feel angry at my wife, that I should help her? Even though that I know that I should be happy to help her. I know that I should help her, but I'm angry at her that she is holding me back in my Avodat Hashem. What should I do? It's a very simple answer. You should cancel yourself. you should take yourself and throw yourself to the garbage and close the mikseh, how you say mikseh? And to move on with your life. You have to understand there is another person that lives here and he's not less important than you. She is alive. It's a daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a human being. And if you cannot do that, it's written, there is a verse that is explaining. It's written, Noef Isha, Chasar Lev. You don't have a heart because you have lust for other women. You're looking at women, you lost your heart. This is the reason. You don't have a heart. You cannot feel your wife. You cannot understand your wife. And it's going to take you years on years to create that life, that heart. To pray, please Hashem, give me a heart, please Hashem. Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Nachman said that it's going to take us all of our life. It's a journey. This is the reason why we came to this world, that we're going to be able to see, to recognize, to know the soul of our wives. This is your neshama. You know, you want to know your neshama, your inner side, it's your wife. Your wife, she is your neshama. She is your spiritual side. If you see her playing WhatsApp and I don't know what in the internet, this is your soul. This is what that occupies your soul. She's stuck in internet, watching news, I don't know what. Ricky Lake, she still exists? You're too young. She exists. Live and strong. If this is where your wife is, so this is where your soul is. If your wife is stuck in nonsense, if she's suffering all day long, this is exactly what that goes on with your neshama. If your wife doesn't want to be here, so your neshama doesn't want to be here. In Eretz Israel, you can learn it very easily. Most of the husbands are calling the wives neshama, neshama, neshama. She's a neshama. She's your soul. You have problems with your soul. You don't like yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't appreciate the gift that Bor Olam gave you, that Sheli veShelachem Shelahu, that everything that you have belongs to her, that actually it's her. And Rabbi Akiva said that not because that he wanted to have Shalom Bayit. He could continue learning in the yeshiva and to have Shalom Bayit. He would have no Shalom Bayit problems, Rabbi Akiva. He just told the students, to us, the truth. That like that women are modest and covered, their spiritual powers are also hidden and covered. And the one that doesn't have a wife doesn't have no joy, doesn't have no simcha. And if you have a life with a certain wife and you don't have Shalom Bayit, you're like a bachelor, you're like a ravak. She's not guarding you, she's not making you happy, you're not safe. She's not a wall that is guarding you if you don't have Shalom Bayit. If you're breaking the wall all of the time. You're saying, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Means you don't have a wife. You have a wife, she's going to tell you exactly what to do. She's going to tell you what is right and what is wrong. And you're going to observe. On the things that you need to do tshuva, you're going to do tshuva. And on the things that you're going to need to say thank you, that Hashem Yitbarach is saving you from your Yetzer Hara, that actually your being is your Yetzer Hara, that you are your Yetzer Hara, that you damage yourself all of your life until today. And you're going to say thank you that Hashem Yitbarach is saving you from yourself. I told you that once, that I had a friend that for years I was doing Mesirut Nefesh to save that person. I would go in the middle of the night, Friday night, in 3 a.m. I would wake up and walk to his house and knocking at his door and convincing him to come to the yeshiva. For years I was doing crazy things for him. And I knew that my wife, she doesn't like it at all. She hates that person. She didn't want that person close to our lives at all. At all. And I was hiding it from her, and I was calling him in the ways, in the way that she cannot know. When I would talk to him again, I would wake up and tell my wife that I'm going to the yeshiva, and I would run to his house, and dragging him from his house and bringing him to the yeshiva. I loved him. I wanted to help him. In the end, that person cursed me. And mamash done horrible things. And he's blaming me on all of that, of course. I'm the one to be blamed. No problems. But it would save me so many mamash efforts that went for nothing. If I would listen to my wife from the beginning. He's not supposed to be your friend. And she can tell. And you cannot tell. Because you're blind. You have fears and anxieties and desires. And you're afraid of so many nonsense and things. Your wife, she's saying to you, this is it. She's saying to you, yes, it's yes. She's saying no, it's no. Now she said no and you want something. So pray on that. If it's the truth, Hashem gonna listen to you. If it's not the truth, say thank you, Hashem. Rabbeinu said, when a person is insist, he's dedicated to something, his wife gonna walk after him. But if his will is not so, the wife, she's gonna show him that question mark. She's gonna say no. Maybe next year, maybe in 2 years. Now, no. But if you are convinced, you decided, I want, your wife gonna support you. Zacha naaset lo ezer. If you purified yourself, your wife just gonna help you. Lo zacha, haven't purified yourself, kenegdo, she's gonna be against you. Thank you very much. Azakuro.